All right, we want to thank the Lord for being in the house of God again tonight. And thank the Lord for the good service this morning. And I think we had about 10 people here.
Yeah.
I praise God for that. This is tough times right now. A lot of sickness going around. A lot of churches have closed the doors due to the sickness. And we're just making the best of it. We don't claim to have anything other than salvation and the Lord and the Word of God.
Amen.
But we know, praise God, that one day we're going to get out of this nightmare. One day we're going to get out of this and go into our true home. We're on our way home. We're not there yet, but we're as good as there. Brother Ed was sharing some stuff with me just a minute ago about over in the Middle East, about a young rabbi that they're identifying him as Messiah. Jesus said about the Messiah, he said, "I come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not." He said, "If another come in his name," he said, "him you'll receive." And they're receiving this guy.
Yes.
And they're kissing his hands and feet, and he's doing all kind of miracles. And boy, I'll just say this to the lost out there. We may be close to ending the age of grace.
Amen.
May be close to ending the church age. Why, Brother Eddie? Because we're in the way. That's a false Messiah.
Yes, it is.
And, of course, it'd be easy for us to point that out. But God's got this thing set up where right now we're working. Paul talked about the mystery of iniquities do already work.
Yeah.
And we're the opposite of darkness. We're light. And that false Messiah, he's darkness. Mm-hmm. He's the prince of darkness. And we're in the way of him coming on the stage. And that's how close we are to the time we're living in.
Yeah.
Not only all of this undesirable stuff going on, but that right there, the conflict between us and that false Messiah, they can't coexist. We know better. They don't.
Yeah, that's right.
And he can't accomplish what his agenda is, which is to deceive the whole world. As long as we're here, we're in the way. We'll be getting out here pretty soon, way that looks. It's getting on over there. But praise God, we just tend to this here until the Lord comes. Amen.
Amen.
All right, we're going to try to sing a song tonight. Number 277, and the name of the song is "O Come, All Ye Faithful." Me and Brother Ed was just sitting there talking about church attendance. We was talking about how we knew people were saved, and how the love of God has grown cold.
Yeah.
That's another sign of the last days. The Lord said in the last days, the love of many would wax cold. But the faithful, you'll find them in the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, I want to be clear what I'm saying here. We got extreme sickness running rampant through the land.
Yes.
I have no problem at all with you standing home.
Amen.
Watching this service tonight. We still want to have church. And you can still participate in it. You can not only watch, you can sing along. You can send comments. You can praise God. We're making the best of, like I said, this sickness. I don't want nobody to be sick. We've got a lot of people sick.
And
I want to be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. And I thank God for this live stream. Amen. All right, we're going to try to sing this song tonight. Sing with us tonight. Mm-hmm. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. adore. He am Christ the Lord. We're choked up here ourselves. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exultation. Oh, sing all ye bright host of heaven above. Glory to God, all glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet Thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to Thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord.
That's what we're here for tonight.
Amen. I like that last verse there. It said,
to adore Him.
Born this happy morning.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus was born into this world for our sake.
Yes, He was.
He intervened in our need of a Savior.
Yeah.
There was none. He searched, couldn't find none. And He stepped out and said, I'll go. He stepped down so we could step up.
Amen. That's
and we got this December 25th coming up where we celebrate the birth of Christ. We'll be speaking about that a little bit tonight. And I am so glad that He was born. And you know, it doesn't say born December 25th. It says born this happy morning. Jesus, to Thee be all glory given. And in flesh He appeared so we could put on eternity. So we could, from this mortal, put on immortality.
Thank You, Lord.
Yeah, this corruption, put on incorruption. He come down here so that we could be go to a place called heaven, so we could be in the family of God, so we could have the forgiveness of God, the blessing of God. It was a package deal God gave through His Son Jesus. And oh, what a song there. Amen. Alright, we're going to have a word of prayer here. Tammy mentioned her and Danny's friend. I believe his name is Rod. He's in the hospital recovering from surgery. They think he may have some infection. Just not doing good.
Yeah.
I want to pray for him. Got a lot of sick people out there. I need your prayers. We're definitely not Superman. Not even much of a man. But what we do for Jesus.
Amen.
We love Him. Right. We want to be a blessing.
Yeah.
And want to pray tonight for these that are sick. Father, we come to You on behalf of Rod, Lord, Tammy and Danny's friend. Lord, he's recovering from surgery. We pray for him. Father, I pray for Sister Joanne tonight. Lord, we know Sister Joanne, Lord, she loves church. She'd be here if she could. We pray for her, God, tonight. Lord, pray You'd heal her. Pray You'd bless her. Pray You'd help her, Lord. I pray, Father God, tonight for Rita, for Joe, for Eric. Lord, bless them. I don't know if Joe's still sick or not. They have been sick. We pray for them, Lord. A lot of people sick right now. I pray for Brother Mitchell. Pray for him and Phyllis. Pray, Lord, Father, Lord, for Mitchell's sister, Bessie.
Yeah.
Pray You'll help her sister, Ruby, in a car wreck. Lord, we pray, Father God, tonight for James and Patty. Lord, both of them sick. We pray, Lord, Father, for Sharon and Sybil. Lord, both of them sick. Pray for Brenda Goff. Lord, still not doing well. Pray for her. We pray, Father, Lord, for Vonnie, Sister Vonnie, and her her brother Mark, and her sister-in-law Kay, and her sister Patty. Lord, Patty's daughter Denise, Sister Vonnie's son Billy. I think it's her nephew Kevin. Lord, we just pray for them, Lord. They're going through it, Lord. They're having all kind of problems. Lord, none too big for you. We pray, God, you'll get them through that.
Yeah.
I pray, Lord, Father, for so many, Lord, sick. So many, Lord, hadn't seen in a while. I pray for Mark and Miranda and Caden and Tavian. Lord, we'd like to see them. I pray they be here next Sunday when we have that get-together. I pray for James and Star and James Jr. Lord, we love them. We miss them. Pray for Jordan and Casey. Lord, pray for Ronnie and Lindsay. Pray for Sarah and Patrick. Pray for little Lucy. Pray for Casey. Pray, Lord, Pray for Chase. Pray, Lord, Father, for Micah. Lord, we pray, Lord, Father, for so many, Lord, that are sick. So many struggling. We pray for them. I pray, Lord, for Sister. Help me, Lord. I pray, Lord, Father, for. Well, get brain dead every now and then.
He knows your heart.
Yes. Got a lot of people, Lord, that we miss, we love, we pray for them, Father. Lord, I just pray, God, Lord, you bless them. I pray for Jerry and Carolyn. It's a blessing to see them this morning. Lord, pray, Lord, Father, for their family. Pray, Lord, for our children, Lord. We got a lot, Lord, and pray for Carol and Larry and Leroy and Serenity. Pray, Lord, Father, for all of these, Lord. I hope they're watching tonight. I hope they get a blessing tonight. Help us, Lord, tonight. Physically, Lord, we're suffering, but inside, Lord, we're rejoicing. Lord, knowing this light affliction worketh a far more exceeding, greater weight and glory. But one day, Lord, praise God, we'll be able to say, Lord, we still kept on going. Even though it was difficult, we never gave up, just kept on going. We pray for them, Lord. Lord, I pray for Denny and Sue. That's who I was trying to remember a while ago, Lord. Pray for Brother Denny and Sister Sue. Lord, we miss them. Lord, just got a lot of people. Lord, we like to see this house filled. We like to see them here, Lord, safely. We certainly don't want nobody to come here, Lord, and be worse off because they came. We pray you help us use discretion and use wisdom. And Lord, we pray for them, God, tonight. Help our country, Lord. Help our churches. Help our preachers. Bethel Baptist Church is starting revival, Lord, tomorrow night. Brother Cody Zine. Lord, we pray for Brother Cody. Pray you get him here safely. Use him while he's here. And Lord, bless that effort. We certainly need revival. And we pray you bless that revival effort, Father.
Yeah.
And bless this service tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Lord, we also want to thank you, God, for keeping me and Brother Eddie well and going so we can put this out online.
Amen, Brother Eddie.
At least if we can get it out online, people can watch it. We thank you, God, for your mercy and your grace that you show towards us too.
Amen. We're going to be speaking tonight, short message probably, on
Hi, Brenda.
Christmas. A lot of people look at Christmas differently. A lot of people, I don't know, buy humbug, Grinch, all that. But some people look at Christmas as a blessing God allowed us to benefit from.
Yeah.
But I want to speak tonight on the giving of gifts at Christmas time. Listen to me tonight. A lot of people, they don't want you to play no Christmas music, you know, the right before Christmas. And most of the time, you know, people want to start playing Christmas songs around Thanksgiving. Look, I'm okay with it. You know, we need to remember what we're celebrating. And we don't need to forget what kind of mess we was in before the Lord come down here and set us free. Amen.
That's right.
But we're going to take our text tonight out of Matthew chapter 2. We're going to read 11 verses here. And like I said, we're speaking tonight on the giving of gifts. And Christmas time as a young boy, oh my, especially being an only son, I was thrilled to death to get up and go in there and find gifts under the tree that pertained to me and put gifts under the tree for mom and dad and for other family members and stuff. We made a big deal out of Christmas. And now you can't make too big a deal out of Christmas. And we'll read this text tonight in Matthew chapter 2. Says, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star. You know, Hollywood, they got their stars, and this star right here wasn't a welcome star. This was a star that was shunned, but thank God it still came. Amen. They said, we've seen his star in the east, and here's why they come, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he is troubled. You know, there's still no room for Jesus
in the
world.
No.
They don't want you to say Merry Christmas. Mm-mm. Gotta be Happy Holidays. They don't want you to mention that name, Jesus. That's what Christmas is all about.
Yeah.
And Herod, he's troubled. And all Jerusalem with him. You know, the reason all Jerusalem was troubled was because Herod was troubled.
Yeah.
He made them have trouble. He wasn't he didn't want to be alone in his trouble. And all Jerusalem was troubled with him. And when he gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, notice this, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. You know, the world, they make demands even today. They demand you don't mention that name Jesus. Mm-hmm. They demand you don't say Merry Christmas. You say Happy Holiday.
Yeah.
And King Herod, as a king, he's causing a lot of trouble. He's making a lot of demands. So they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, and here's why they said that, for thus it is written by the prophet, and this quotation's out of the book of Micah, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, so he made demands to the chief priest and the scribes, but now he's inquiring privately. He calls the wise men and inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. Time's important.
Yes, it is.
Brother Ed and I was discussing about the time we're living in. How close we are to things coming to an end. You know, we've been on these tracks for a long time. Chugga, chugga, chugga.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, the bridge is out.
Yes, it is.
And we ain't going much further. I'm not going down, I'm going up. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
But he inquired of these wise men what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. He didn't call him a babe, did he?
Mm.
And when he found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. And when they'd heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star. You see, God's in all of this. Mm-hmm. Lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Wouldn't that be good if we could be like these wise men and rejoice with exceeding great joy? And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to stop our reading right there because I'm preaching tonight on the giving of gifts.
Yeah.
I want you to notice they gave their gifts to Jesus. Mm-hmm. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this message, this thought tonight. Lord, we ask your blessings upon it. We want to be a blessing. We want to bring out, Lord, great truths tonight. Lord, that will give honor and glory to our Lord and Savior. Pray you'll help us, Lord, tonight physically. Help our voice tonight, Lord. We're a little weak in our voice tonight from preaching and singing. We just pray, God, you'll help us.
Yeah.
And, Lord, we want to be a blessing. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I want you to know, I read this text on purpose. I'm talking about the giving of gifts.
Yeah.
At Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these wise men, it doesn't say there were three. It doesn't. Mentions three gifts. It does. So we just kind of automatically identify that there were three wise men. Now, it doesn't really make a difference whether there were three or more.
No.
But I do want to note that it doesn't say that there were three wise men. It just says wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. And all Jerusalem was troubled at these wise men. So was King Herod. And when it's all said and done, the whole reason they came, God fulfilled, and they found this young child. They found him in the house with his mother Mary. And when they found him, they fell down and worshipped him. And when they'd opened their treasures, Brother Ed, they presented unto him gifts.
Yes.
Gold. A king. Kingly gift. Gold.
Mm-hmm.
Kings like gold.
Yes.
Frankincense. They identified him as a king.
Yeah.
Frankincense identifies him as God. You burn frankincense a way to worship God and honor God. And myrrh is what they use in the burial. So they identified him as king, as God, and as Savior, that he was going to die for the sins of the world, these three gifts. But what I'm talking about tonight, they gave these three gifts to him.
Yeah.
And today, we give gifts at Christmas time, and it's his birthday, so why do we give gifts to others instead of giving them to him? Bear with me tonight.
I'm
going to cover a little scripture here tonight. Paul mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15, about God's unspeakable gift. God was the first giver, the great giver. He gave Adam the breath of life, and Adam became a living soul. The giver of all things is God.
Mm-hmm.
But we're to be like him. And to be like him, the Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive in Acts chapter 20, verse 35.
Yeah.
But in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, it says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." God, the great giver. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And I'm glad he put this word in there, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That word whosoever means you can put your name right there.
Yeah.
Whosoever can put their name right there. That if any way believed on him, any way could have eternal life.
Yes.
And you know that gift, that great giver, God, gave his only begotten Son.
Yes.
That whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You know, a lot of gifts will be given out December the 25th. That great gift, that unspeakable gift.
Mm.
Oh, if you've not received that gift, I would seek that gift more than any gift that you could possibly receive.
Yes.
Because this gift will give you eternal life. Look at verse 17. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God wants you to be saved.
Yes.
He gave his Son so you could be saved.
Yes, he did.
It says, he that believeth on him, talking about Jesus, is not condemned. We preached on condemnation this morning.
Yes.
But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. This is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God. You know, if you receive that gift, you'll want to give praise.
Yeah.
You'll want to give like he gave. You'll want to honor him in giving. Amen. Oh, Matthew, we're going to go to while we're preaching here tonight. Why do we give gifts when we can't give gifts to Jesus? Look in Matthew chapter 25. Starting in verse number 31. The Bible says this. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory. You know, Jesus is coming back.
Oh, yeah.
The Bible says it's nearer than when we first got saved. Now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. He shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left.
Yeah.
Then the king, capital K, then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Now listen, we're talking about giving tonight. He said, for I was hungered and ye gave me.
Yeah.
Now I want you to know, when you give a gift, you'll get this message here in a minute. All that you give, God gets honor in it.
Yeah.
He said, I was hungry and you gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in.
Yeah.
I was naked and you clothed me. You know, I got a lot of clothes for Christmas.
Yeah.
I can remember when a pair of blue jeans was, boy, that was quite a gift, amen.
Boy.
He said, I was sick and you visited me. Yeah, that's a pretty good gift. Just to, you know, Sister Bonnie, bless her heart, she's got one of the greatest ministries that I know of. She has, without fail, encouraged me.
Yes, amen.
Her cards are so timely. I know when I'm down and out that there'll be a card in the mailbox. I don't know how she knows it. But she's got this thing timed where when old Brother Eddie needs a good picking up, there's a card in the mailbox.
Yeah.
A flower from her garden, like it come from heaven. I mean, buddy, I don't know about everybody else, but boy, I look forward to getting them cards from Sister Bonnie.
Yeah.
But he said, I'm sick, and you visited me. She sends cards to people that are sick. You know what, boy? That means a lot when you're sick and you know somebody's thinking about you. Sister Bonnie got a tremendous ministry. Mm-hmm. He said, I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? Listen to what the king says. And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, here's why we give on Christmas. Inasmuch as you've done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. You know, I can't give gifts to Jesus.
No.
Them wise men did. He was here. They gave him gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Yeah.
Somebody said, hey, it's his birthday. Why do we give gifts? Well, he said, inasmuch as you've done it unto the least of these mine, you've done it unto me. See? That giving of gifts. You can be a Grinch. You can be a humbug. You can be an old piece of coal if you want to be. But I'll tell you what, God's been so good to us.
Yeah.
God has gave us so much. Makes me want to give. Makes me look for opportunities to give. Let old Brother Eddie give you a hint here. Find somebody that's in terrible need.
Yeah.
And don't let nobody know about it. Send something their way.
Yeah.
I've got a card at the house already filled out for Ethan and Hannah. Their little 3-year-old girl got killed in an accident. And I'm smart enough to know that words can't help in a matter like that. Only God can. But I'm going to send that card, mail it tomorrow. And I didn't put my name on it. Didn't put my name in it. Just to try to encourage them in this terrible bereavement, this terrible grief. I heard about it on King of Kings radio, and she got killed in some kind of an accident. Mm-hmm. Little 3-year-old girl, I tell you, I buried 2 daughters, it ain't pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I wrote in that card there that no one but God can understand your grief. No one but God can comfort you and help you in that grief. Let Him carry you through this terrible valley. And He will. He's the God of all comfort. He said in John chapter 14, verse 18, He said, I will not leave you comfortless. He said, I will come to you. But you see, those unseen gifts, those that don't expect nothing, and you send them something, oh, listen, not only is it a blessing to them, but it's a blessing to Him, because you're honoring Him. Now, we'll get here in a minute about begrudging and all of that. Don't give if you don't want to give.
No.
But listen, if you want to be Christ-like, as we give our gifts, we're not only giving to Jesus, but also because He gave us that giving spirit, is why we give. The Lord loves a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians 9:17. The Bible says, let every man give as he has purposed in his heart.
Mm-hmm.
Let him give.
That's right.
Now listen, if you want to give, give.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to give, don't give. It says, not grudgingly, nor of necessity, but let him give.
That's right.
You know, the greatest act of love there is. I was trying to do an illustration here one day about giving. And I had a silver dollar, a silver round in my hand. I said, I need a volunteer. And everybody looked at me like a calf looking at a gate. And Brother Ed jumped up and he said, I'll volunteer. And
I said,
hold your hand out. He held his hand out and I let go of that silver dollar.
Mm-hmm.
It fell in Brother Ed's hand, and it went from my hand to his hand. That's what giving's all about.
Yeah, that's right.
You got to let go to give.
Yeah.
You got to not have regret. Listen, if you don't want to give, don't give. But by all means, if you want to give, look for opportunity.
Yeah.
I remember one time, Brother Ed, I was in a church service. I first got saved. I didn't know nothing. I don't know much more than that now. But I was trying to find somewhere I could go to church. And I found this church that has services on Thursday night.
Mm.
I got off of work and burnt that road down from work to get there in time for the service. I needed to stop, put some gas in the car, but I didn't have time to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got to church and run in there, I was hoping, because all I had my billfold was $10. And I was hoping that they wouldn't take up an offering that night. Now, that's Brother Eddie.
Yeah.
But I want you to know God was in this. And sure enough, soon I sat down, the pastor said, "Well, we're going to take up an offering tonight." And I want you to know I done like Ichabod Crane. My Adam's apple went up down about 3 or 4 times. Here come that offering plate. And I opened up my Bible, and my billfold. There wasn't nothing in there but one $10 bill. That's bad enough that all I had was one $10 bill, but I didn't have no gas in my car up there, and I'm sitting there thinking, how can I give my only $10 bill and make it home? And finally, I just pulled it up, put her in there. I didn't enjoy the service. Man, I was miserable. But I did obey what I felt I needed to do. I gave because God had gave me so much that I wanted to give back. That wasn't my tithe. It was a free will offering. I gave my tithes to my church.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave his $10 that night. That service got over with, as miserable as I was, worrying about going to get home. So help me God, as I started out of that church building that night, somebody tapped me on the back of the shoulder. And I turned around, they put money in my pocket. Said, "Please remember me in your prayers." The guy's name was Bobby Green. And I said, "Bobby, I will." And, you know, being Baptist like me, I didn't look, see how much he put in my pocket. But after I got in the car, I did look and see what he put in my pocket. I bowed my head and I said, "Lord, I'm sorry. Thank you for compensating for my needs." Bless Bobby Green. And I don't know if Bobby's even still alive or not. Ben, that was about 33 years ago. And you know, that act of giving tapped me on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Didn't even know him.
Yeah.
Put money in my pocket. Said God told him to do it.
Yeah.
I don't question that.
Nope.
I don't understand all about God, but I don't question that. And all Bobby Green asked me, he said, "Remember me and my family in your prayer."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "I'll do it." Giving, such an easy thing to do, and yet we're so awkward at it.
Mm-hmm.
How we need to learn how to give. I told Tammy and Carolyn this morning, I wanted to get some gifts for the kids. Kids don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what it is. I want them to get some little something to give the kids next Sunday when we have the little meal over here at Hayes Building over here. You know, children, they're just kids.
Yeah.
They love to get things. They love to get gifts. You can't give a child a bad gift. No matter what you give them, they're going to be thrilled to death to get it.
Yeah.
Us adults, man, I don't need nothing, don't want nothing,
mm-hmm.
but I enjoy watching little children rejoice in getting something, you know, a little present, a little something. Tammy's going to take care of that. But giving, we need to learn not only how to give, but we need to learn not to give grudgingly. Listen, if you don't want to give, don't give. Don't give and have regret about it.
No.
Give cheerfully. Brother Ed, he's been, well, I don't want to mention it because I don't want to spoil his blessing, but he's been giving.
Yeah.
Been trying to help some people. That's what we need to do more of, try to help some people. Try to give to people that are hurting, people that are struggling, people that don't have much of nothing.
Right.
Brother Ed gave his turkey, gave his cooker for his girl to use. That's what we need to do. We need to give.
Yeah.
And not grudgingly, nor of necessity, but cheerfully. Listen, if you do give, give in the spirit of love, like God that gave His Son for us. Mm-hmm. We didn't deserve Jesus, yet God gave Him to us and gave Him for us. That unspeakable gift God gave, and that gift was His Son. In Psalms chapter 68, verse 11, it says the Lord gave the word. Mm-hmm. Great was the company of those that published it. I got 66 books of the Word of God.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
I hate to throw this in here, but it's about as good place as any to throw it in here. St. John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word.
Yeah.
And the Word was with God.
Yes.
Now you listen real good to these next words. And the Word was God. Amen. Let that sink in just a minute.
Yeah.
You see, God, without this Word, I wouldn't even know Him. But with this Word, I can know all I want to know about God.
Yeah.
All He wants me to know, He's given me in His Word. He said, "Lo, I come in the volume of the book.
Yeah.
It's written of me.
Yeah.
It's all about Jesus."
Yes, it is.
Oh, what a loving, merciful, gracious Savior He is.
Amen.
Mm. Boy, I kind of wished I could go through it again, Brother Ed.
Yeah.
That was such a blessing.
Oh, it was.
Such a blessing. But that statement, the Word was God. You see, I'm not going to make such a big deal out of the King James Bible, even though I do love my King James Bible. But here's why I love my King James Bible. Let this sink in. Zero additions.
Mm-hmm.
Zero omissions.
Yeah.
I don't know Greek or Hebrew. It's Greek and Hebrew and English.
Mm-hmm.
Now those other Bibles, they're Greek and Hebrew and English. But they don't have what the King James Bible has. Zero omissions. Zero additions.
Mm-hmm.
The devil only used one word to bring Adam down.
That's it.
He spoke it to Eve. God had said, "Of all the trees of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it," like we talked this morning about Lot.
Yeah.
God said, "Don't look back."
Yeah.
And Eve, not Eve, but Lot's wife, looked back. She never took another step.
Right.
You see, what God says is what matters. God said, "Of all the trees of the garden, thou mayest freely eat." Just one tree, Adam. "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil," God said, "thou shalt not eat of it." Here's why. He said, "For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." The Bible says by one man, sin came into the world, and death by sin. How did it happen, Brother Eddie? Devil changed one word.
Yeah.
He told Eve, "Yeah, God said," He said, "ye shall not surely die." What's one word? God said, "You shall surely die," and the devil said, "Ye shall not surely die." They can't both be right. So Eve saw the tree to be desired to make one wise. She eat of it, gave her husband, he eat, and all of a sudden now they know they're naked.
Yeah.
You see that fruit already showing up.
Yeah.
Not only they knew they was naked, they tried to hide it up.
Yeah.
Made themselves aprons of fig leaves. Worked pretty good till God showed up.
Yeah.
Not like religion today.
Yeah.
It'll work pretty good till God shows up.
Yeah, that's right.
And you'll do like Adam and Eve did. They went and hid themselves with the presence of the Lord. God knew what it was. He knew what is hiding.
Yeah.
But oh, thank God for the Word of God.
Yeah.
God gave it.
Yes, He did.
Gave His Son, gave His Word. what a great giver God is. Father, we thank you for the message tonight.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
May not have done nobody else good, but done me good, Lord. Just thank on how good you've been to me.
Yes.
How many marvelous, wonderful things you've given me. Lord, I could have spoke for hours on the things you've given me. We wanted to be explicit, Lord, about the gifts of God. And Lord, I pray for those that were listening tonight. I pray they give earnest heed to what I said tonight. It was true. And I pray, God, Lord, that they be a blessing to you, not a burden. And I pray, Lord, they would, I guess, Lord, manifest that great spirit of giving this year and try to find some poor family that's struggling. And Sister Carolyn talked about getting some food baskets together.
Yes.
Lord, we just want to try to help people, try to be a blessing to people.
Yes, Lord.
Even though we're a little church, Lord, we got a big heart. Help us, I pray, Lord, to help that one that's in need. Help us do what we can while we can. And we'll thank you and praise you for all you allow us to do. Give you praise and glory. Ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. I hope you know now why we give gifts. Amen.
Silver, how are you doing tonight?